This is the DBCC.com podcast with Mark and Steve Gray. Helping you lose fat and increase your muscle tone.
Hi, this is Mark from the Double Vision Conditioning Centre, and today I'm going to actually interview Stephen, another one of the founders, with myself. Basically, Stephen's one of his main roles is designing and improving the DVCC program. So what I wanted to do is basically ask him in more detail about each one of the processes that the DVCC has. So today we're going to be talking about the progress tracker, which is a weekly or tri-weekly appointment that clients have with the client experience manager, basically where they can keep them on track. But I'm going to go into a bit more detail. So first things first, Stephen, why did you create the progress tracker?
Well, I was looking for a way to keep people accountable, but mainly to actually make the results that they feel that people have been talking to them about. You know, people often say, oh, my friends at work were saying how much weight I've lost or how I look so good, my dress is feeling too big, or I've gone down a couple of notches on my belt size. And it's a way to make that progress that is intangible, they feel it, but they don't necessarily believe it's there, into real. So we use, in the progress tracker, we use our rather expensive body fat machine that can analyze body composition, so the amount of muscle tone you have, the amount of fat you have, and different things like that, to make the progress that someone knows they're actually having or feels they're having, someone else has told them they're having, real. So it gives hard numbers and shows the amount of fat that's been lost, the amount of muscle that's been gained, or what have you, and gives it a nice tangible result. And what we've actually linked to that very recently is that it will show straight away on a graph someone's results, so that you can literally see as you're going along and track the progress you're making. And one of the key parts of this is that we're tracking that you're losing fat or weight in the healthy way. We're not interested in trying to lose weight, total weight, as fast as possible, e.g. like Lighter Life or different Cambridge diets and things like that. We're looking to lose fat. So basically change someone's body composition for the healthy way. And one of the DVCC's true core mission statements is that we'll only try to make people or help people to lose fat to become healthier. We're not interested in trying to lose as much weight as possible, which can result in someone being less healthy.
I'll expand a little bit on what Stephen was there saying. Actually, this week launches, you might be listening to this in the future, but this week launches another DVCC app that allows clients to be able to check their progress. Obviously, we don't want them checking every day, but it allows them to see in a graph format the fat they've lost, the muscle tone they've increased, and all of their results in a simple, easy app, so they can see their progress and not get into what's called the gap where they forget where they've come. Often people, you know, it might be 8 months down the line, you've lost 40 pounds, but in the last 2 weeks you've not lost any weight, or you might have even put on a pound, and you can soon forget that you've lost 39 pounds previously, and this app and our graphs allow clients to really see their progress.
Yes, because that's been the case, and obviously we've realised over the years that the human condition is very clever at forgetting all the progress they've made and remembering, you know, like Mark says, having not lost body fat for a week or so, and only looking in the very short term, forgetting all the progress they've made. So by doing this progress tracker, we're constantly reminding clients of the progress that they've made, and also it can be something of a troubleshooter as well. If there's ever anything that needs to be changed, or any advice or any changes or information that can be given at this point, then that's what we spend a lot of time working with all the team to be able to provide.
Now, obviously, the name speaks for itself, so we don't need to have any more explanation on why it's called the Progress Tracker, but what research or experience went into this creation of the Progress Tracker?
Well, you like you touched on at the beginning, it's really designed for once, or ideally every 3 weeks, because legitimately you can't see that much progress in a week with someone's body composition. But equally, if someone feels they want to be held accountable in that way, then and that works for them, then once a week's fine. But on the whole, most people find that every 3 weeks is optimal for them. But like I said, it's a lot of actual realization over a large number of years that people do like to see their progress, because they're very good at convincing themselves that they haven't made progress, despite some hard facts like not being able to address being far too big now, or having to be four notches down on a belt. But also sometimes the changes, and this certainly happens at the beginning of someone's transformation, that when they first start exercising, often they'll build some lean muscle tissue because they've often been undernourished, they haven't been eating all the correct foods, and they haven't been exercising. So as soon as they start exercising properly, then maybe they'll build a little bit of lean muscle tissue, and their total weight might not change particularly much. Sometimes it can actually even go up, but what's happening in the body is quite massive. They'll be losing a lot of body fat, and if you don't show this in a progress tracker using a very special machine that tracks the amount of fat loss, then it's very easy for someone to get discouraged. And that was actually where the whole progress tracker idea came, and where we started investing a lot of money in these machines for every center that we have, so that we're able to show in real time, real life, how much fat has actually been lost. Because there's a lot of body fat that people don't even realize they're having and don't even realize they're losing, which is called visceral body fat, which surrounds your heart, your lungs and different things, all your different vital organs. It is actually the worst type of fat. It's the most dangerous, most disease causing, and obviously linked to a lot of different illnesses. So that's the one that by doing this progress tracker, you actually know that you're losing that as well. Now, what specifically does the progress tracker involve? Well, it involves a one-to-one meeting with one of the team, so mainly the client experience manager, but everyone's trained to the same high standards, and you're basically going to be put on to the special body fat machine. It's non-invasive, so you don't have to take your clothes off or get naked, and no, there's no calipers or measuring anything like that. So it's very, very
non-intrusive.
Non-intrusive is the word I'm looking for. You're going to be put on that for about 30 seconds, and that's going to give a whole reading out. And we're going to put your details into our new app on an iPad, which will then straight away show you in real time, in a graph format, exactly the progress you're making. So the amount of muscle tone you've got, or increased, or stayed the same, or what have you, the amount of body fat you've lost, the amount of fat mass you've lost as well. And that allows you to really see the progress you're making. And then from there, we've actually developed another process where you'll ask a series of questions, and then our system actually will enable the transformation expert or the client experience manager to tell you what you need to be focusing on if you're not losing the weight at the specific rate that, or body fat, sorry, at the specific rate that we feel you should. And it will give you a simple work on that is easy for you to follow and easy for you to implement in the following week to 2 to 3 weeks, which will have you losing weight. So it's all a specific process. It's process driven. It's not down to the individual, because we have spent a lot of time and money finding the most effective and best ways to help people lose body fat, and therefore we want to ensure that each one of our clients gets that very same high standard and therefore results.
Yeah, because within fat loss, not everything's created equal. So we've created this algorithm. Well, I didn't create the algorithm, but I knew I'd create applied the information, someone else created it, but to make sure that you're focusing on the biggest bang for your buck change or habit or adjustment that you can make to your lifestyle. So rather than trying to do everything, you're focusing on the most important thing for you right now, so that will create the change, and then that will create the momentum.
Now, how does this fit into the Real You transformation process?
Well, it's a vital part, and it forms kind of the cornerstone, so that you know the progress you're making. You can have anything troubleshooted if you ever find that you're not making progress. And you'll find that there are going to be times in your journey where you don't lose body fat, because it's not linear. You don't just go down straight in a straight line. And often when we've seen and we've plotted people on graphs, you can see that it doesn't go that way. You'll suddenly see spurts of progress, and then maybe it'll level off. Sometimes it even goes back up a little bit, and then it'll spurt of progress, despite best efforts by someone. It's just that your body will not play ball and not just adapt exactly how you want it. It's used to being a certain way, and it takes some time and some inclination by it to actually start changing. So this forms a cornerstone
to track your progress and to show you the amount of progress you've made, and really provide you with confidence knowing that you're making that progress, and also provide you with confidence that there is someone there keeping you accountable the whole time.
Now, what results does this get, or the Real You transformation process get?
I mean, I think the transformation photos and testimonials that are dotted around are probably quite testament, but so the amount of fat loss and body composition change has been quite enormous over the last few years, as we've started adapting and refining this whole process. We found that people have lost, I mean, I'm just trying to think of some real world examples, but I know Jan, who just lost an enormous amount of body fat for her to get back into her wedding dress, for her, what was the anniversary?
It was 20 years down the line.
So. Yeah, so 20th anniversary, and she got into the same wedding dress that she was she wore on her wedding day, which was lovely. So I think the best way to answer that question is to look at all the before and after photos around the site. Now, if you'd like to get involved, if this sounds like it would answer your problems, your issues, then if you're listening to this on iTunes, just simply go to www.thedvcc.com and you'll be given directions there. Or if you're reading this, at the bottom of this article, you'll see that you can either download a price guide or you can book in for our web special, depending on if you've done that before. If you simply click on that, it'll allow you to book in for an appointment with one of our team, one of the transformation experts, and be able to get you on the way to achieving some of these results. Thanks for listening. This is Mark and Steve from thedvcc.com. Thanks for listening. Head over to thedvcc.com to leave a comment or find out how we can help you achieve your transformation.